I am in the studio with writer, producer, and I just found out songwriter.
Oh my goodness.
Kim Brooks, how are you?
I'm good, Randy Miles. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so glad that you're in the studio because people have been asking me about the commercial I did for you.
Yes, I love it.
Thank you. But is he saved?
I know that's right.
Now, I know I've been following you for a long, long time, so I know that this is a stage play from your book by the same title. When did you write the book?
Ooh, 18 years ago.
Exactly.
And it became a national bestseller 16 years ago. So this marks Sweet 16.
Wow.
That is finally being made into a play. It's been a 10-year dream of mine.
Yeah, Sweet 16 on Sweetest Day Weekend.
Amen.
You're doing the play.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. All of this is amazing if you think about it.
God,
because I remember when the book came out and the buzz around it. Because that is what we say.
Yep, and God gave me that title in morning prayer before I had even written a page of it. I was just praying, and the Lord said, you know that book you're going to write? I want you to call it He's Fine, But Is He Saved?
Right.
I had no idea, but to this day, the title resonates. And I always say, because it came straight from the throne.
Yes, it did. Absolutely. So give us a little bit of a background about the play.
Yes. So it is based off the book, which is about three single saved girlfriends. You got Sandy, who's the baby Christian who just got saved. So she's kind of in between loving the Lord and still loving attention from men. Mm-hmm. And then you have the opposite end, which is Liz. And she's been saved over 20 years, called to be an evangelist, and feels like she needs no man, you know, but Jesus.
Right.
And that's
Jesus
all.
Jesus is my only man.
Yep, exactly. And we're going to also in the play see where that stemmed from,
you know.
And then there's Michelle, who's in the middle. She's like the down to earth, and she's the glue between the two friends. Mm. And it talks about their challenges and triumph in love. So it's about their relationships and also about their bond and their friendship.
That is cool. That is very cool. And I'm excited because you have some heavy hitters in this play. I mean, including Bro-Man.
Yes.
And one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Joshua Rogers.
Yes, he's a sweetheart.
Yeah. And Jewel Tankard.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
Was this what your dream of this looked like?
Yes, especially now that it's coming together. And as I was writing the play, Brother Man in it, I actually saw him in it before I pursued him through his manager and everything.
Wow.
I was like, that would be great, you know, because it's kind of like comedic relief and some culture thrown in there with Christianity. So it's like, you know, it's a good mix. And then Joshua, I love BET Sunday Best. I watched maybe the first maybe 6 or 7 seasons.
Right.
And I would predict the winners for some of them, for at least 3 of them. And Joshua was one of them. And I was like, he is just anointed. This young man is anointed. So he's definitely going to bless everyone in the play. I'm not going to give too much away, but you're going to be thoroughly ministered to, entertained. And let's just say he'll be using his gifts.
Yeah, for sure.
Is playing a part in it. And then Jewel Tankard, as you know, she's, you know, the wife of Ben Tankard, but in her own right, she's a first lady. She's an entrepreneur. She has her real estate groups. And I actually recruited her for the play by attending. I had already attended a couple of them, but I attended another meeting when the Lord, you know, I saw her as Pauletta Coleman in the play, and Pauletta is something else. And I approached her after one of her meetings, and she was like, you know what? I always wanted to be in a play.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And she's perfect. Like, she knows her lines. We do Zoom rehearsals for the national talent, and she knows them by heart, and she's going to be great.
I am loving all of this because I know that you have worked hard.
Woo.
You know, right? You know, you see it in the background.
Amen.
I mean, we've been watching you for
praise
a while.
God.
And I know that you work really hard at your craft. But what I didn't know is you're a songwriter, too.
Amen. Yes. Since I was 12, I started out as a rapper.
Ah.
I was Kate Craze.
No wonder we both love hip hop.
Yes.
Well, tell everybody about where they can get tickets to He's Fine, But Is He Saved?
Yes, ma'am. They can get it off of Eventbrite. if they go to he'sfindtheplay.com, and also in person at God's World, Discount Bible, and Baker's Bible and Bookstore.
Yes.
Now, in person, they have the group discount tickets for 10 or more. They get 10% off, but they have to purchase them at once.
Okay.
And if they want fast and convenient, you can order it online. He'sfindtheplay.com.
That is so exciting. I'm so excited for you. Sweetie's Day weekend as well.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Sweetie's Day weekend, Ford Theater. And I got to send this email out. I did a video on my Facebook, and I talk about the real meaning of Sweetie's Day, because we know we use it kind of like a second Valentine's Day where the men are treated, which is great. Its origin was from an older man that gave candy to kids in children's hospitals. And it's essentially, we were talking about St. Jude,
right,
because that's what it was. They were giving candy to the less fortunate. And so it's really a celebration of, yes, love, but also kindness and sweetness.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, you know, you can bring your boo if you have one to the play.
But
if you don't, you can celebrate the sweet people in your life.
And treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Self-love, self-care. Or bring your family or church groups. I have a lot of church groups coming.
That's
so that's
so
going to
cool.
be fun.
That's
yes, ma'am.
So Michael Guido.
Yeah.
And then they can get their tickets and enjoy a great night out. Oh, one more thing.
What's
TJ Hemphill.
Yes.
He's your director.
Yes. He's directing it. So I'm excited to have him as well.
Hey, TJ.
Hey, TJ. Yes, ma'am. So he's definitely on board, you know, committed to its success. He's been working hard with the actors and making sure they, you know, bring out what needs to be brought out for the characters.
Yeah,
so I'm excited about that.
And it's 7 o'clock for both.
7 o'clock both nights. Yes,
Saturday,
ma'am.
And Sunday.
Good family fun, family friendly.
Yes.
And also laughter, faith, fun. It's relatable. It's real.
And a message.
And it's a message too in there. So definitely be blessed. And then, you know, my passion is singles. I've been doing that for 20 years, ministering to singles. So, you know, make it a ladies' night out. Bring your girlfriends.
That's a good idea.
Have something to go to on the holiday.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Randy Miles. You know, I love you. I've always loved you over
Thank
the years.
You
Every
so
time
much.
I see you somewhere, I'm like, there's Randy.